The sequel to a hit 2001 movie opens in theaters this weekend. It'll be competing with the third installment of a series based on a comic book character, as well as a documentary out in limited release. And what are the critics saying about these offerings? Here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
There are some rather diverse selections opening this weekend. For those looking for something serious and thought-provoking, we have an award-winning documentary about Calcutta street children. And for those more in the mood for pure popcorn escapism, you can choose between gorgeous jewel thieves romping through Europe and leather-wearing, kung-fu-fighting vampire hunters. First up, in limited release, is the documentary Born into Brothels, about a group of children whose mothers work as prostitutes in Calcutta, and what happens when the children are given the chance to express themselves through photography.
When you hold the camera, take your time to look. So don't just go like this. If it's not right here, I'll move a little bit. I make sure everything in the whole square looks good, and then I'll take the picture.
This film, which won the 2004 Documentary Audience Award at Sundance, is getting rave reviews. The Hollywood Reporter claims it's a work of art so deep and resonant that it puts most narrative films to shame. The New York Times found it moving, charming, and sad. And even though the subject matter is rather harsh, The Village Voice observes the tone is often buoyant and legitimately inspirational. Next up is George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, and practically everyone else in Hollywood who is a hottie in Ocean's 12, the sequel to the 2001 hit remake Ocean's 11. This time around, the cool hipster thieves travel to Europe for the next big heist.
What are you doing?
What are you sleeping? Why are you dressed?
5:30, day of. We gotta go. Let's go.
It's 11:30, the night before.
The nation's critics either went along for the ride or demanded they pull over and let them out. Entertainment Weekly grouses, what's on screen is lazy, second-rate, phoned in, a heist in which it's the audience whose pockets have been picked, while the Arizona Republic deadpans, a better press conference than a movie. But the New York Times shouts the unabashedly trivial sequel may be slim pickings, but when it works, it's a blast. And the Philadelphia Inquirer says Ocean's 12 offers a cheap, stress-free, vicarious vacation. And finally, Wesley Snipes is back as the moody, sword-carrying vampire hunter in Blade Trinity, the third installment in this action-horror franchise based on the popular comic book.
Look, Blade, my father meant for us to help you. Like it or not, we are all you got.
The hell makes you think you know about hunting vampires?
I used to be one. Do I pass the audition?
Even though Newsday thought it achieves an equitable balance between grim gore and sneaky humor, most of the other critics wanted to hang garlic necklaces around themselves and drive a wooden stake through this movie. The New York Post howls it lacks anything vaguely resembling a plot while failing to deliver suspense or thrills, and the Washington Post complains that Blade Trinity is like being rolled down a marble staircase in an oil drum. It's loud, dark, bumpy, and not even a little fun. And for those of you who relish and truly enjoy rolling down a marble staircase in an oil drum, please don't write in. I didn't say it. The snob from the Washington Post did.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who lives in Los Angeles.